and it's really good to be with you again on this lovely autumny winter day. Now, the idea of the programme is to put the spotlight onto some of the many worthy causes, the projects and the people who make up Rotary. Now, Rotary works in many ways, locally, regionally and overseas. Now, here's an example of Rotary supporting a unique local project located in the north and west of Sydney. It's called The Biker's Hand, and today we're going to find out how it developed, what The Biker's Hand does, and the impact of this volunteer group of motorbike riders, yes, you heard it right, motorbike riders, who ensure that donated items reach a range of local worthy charities, many focusing on the needs of the homeless and others in need. I recently had the chance to meet the founder of the Biker's Hand, a man called Tony Davis, who explained that along with donations of food and new clothing and hygiene products, they also purchase essential items from groups like Food Bank at very reduced prices. Now, all of this is stored at the Biker's Hand charity hubs, which serve as distribution points, and from there they go at no cost to the charity beneficiaries. And this is a fine example of Rotarians quietly going about their service to the community, largely unrecognised. So that's why I was keen to find out more and to ensure that the Biker's Hand gets some of the recognition that it deserves. And I spoke with the founder, Tony Davis. In real life, he manages a poultry business, but I managed to catch him for a chat on Zoom. Now with Tony Davis. Tony Davis founded an organisation called The Biker's Hand, and I'm sure you'll want to know more about it.
So today on Rotary Matters, it's a great pleasure to have with us Tony Davis, who runs an organisation which, frankly, I hadn't heard of until a few weeks ago. It's very interesting, and it's called The Biker's Hand. Tony Davis, welcome to Rotary Matters.
Thanks for having me, Ian. It's lovely.
Okay, so let's begin with a definition. What is The Biker's Hand exactly, and when did it all get going?
Okay, so basically The Biker's Hand started, the idea started back in about 2016 when myself and my wife were with a group of friends going out helping homeless charities, whether we were feeding or clothing, whatever we were doing. Then in 2018, we decided to register a charity ourselves. And, quite frankly, we were going to go and save the world. We had a group of about eight people and all gung-ho and out we go to save the world. So we registered The Biker's Hand. So it's an incorporated charity, non-for-profit. Full ASIC and ACNC registration, so we can give tax receipts and all that now. And the whole idea behind it was just to go and help people. But yeah, what we saw in the early days was that there's a lot of small mum and dad and friend type charities out there all trying to help, but they had no support behind them, constantly putting their hand in their pockets. So the idea of the charity hub sort of came out of that. So, we basically turned it into a charity hub that we now donate out free of charge to all the smaller charities around that might not have the financial means to buy stuff for themselves. So that's where it all came from.
So whereabouts did it all begin geographically, Tony?
Geographically, it began at Glenmore Park in near Penrith in Sydney. Our first little hub, we got sponsored by, Storage King at Marsden Park. They gave us a little room, which was very handy. It got everything into one place because everybody's garages were filling up with stuff. And, it was very messy. But once we got that little space, it really started to take off in the Sydney area. And then from there, we basically moved, myself and my wife had moved back to the Central Coast, originally from Central Coast, New South Wales, moved back there, and we started another charity hub there called the Central Coast Charity Hub, still under The Biker's Hand, so we've now got two.
Okay, so Tony, are you retired or semi-retired?
No. We've only got one retired chap on our team. Everybody else works full time. I work from home 2 days a week, and in Ingleburn in Sydney 3 days a week. So I work full time. I manage a poultry business. All of our other members also all work full time. So this hub, or all of the hubs, are all run purely by volunteers on a full volunteer basis. We don't pay wages, and it's sort of an after hours, weekends type thing. Or a couple of the boys can get down during the week and help some charities out that come in and pick up. So yeah, it makes for a busy life, but it's good. You're doing the right thing. You're helping where you can.
Well, congratulations to you for your initiative in developing this whole service for the community and spotting a need to formalize some of the charity work that is being done. So, what kind of donations are you looking for, and where do you find them, Tony Davis?
Okay, so look, to be blunt, the biggest donation or the best donation we can ever get is financial support. We've been extremely fortunate with the Wyong Community Bank, or Bendigo Bank in Wyong. They've come on board as a major partner. And also the Rotary that I'm a member of, the North Lakes Tookley Rotary, they've come on as a major partner as well. They've helped us out with a few Rorke's programs and bits and pieces. We've also got a number of the local clubs, the local football clubs and RSL clubs on board. They also help financially, and then we've got some general public that donate when they can, and some other people. But our biggest need is financial, whether it's through sponsorship, whether it's through grants, whether it's through philanthropy, whatever it is. Because we don't generate any income ourselves. We don't sell anything. So the whole concept of the Biker's Hand is to give to all the small charities to help them support the people in their communities. So as an organization, we can only keep going cap in hand to people, and we've been very fortunate. We've got a lot of good businesses behind us that do that, but there's always a need for more funds. The other thing we take in is we also take in donations from organizations. There's one called Good 360. They give us a lot of free clothing and shoes, hygiene products, shampoos, soaps, that sort of thing. And another one called Thread Together, they also give us shoes and underwear and clothing. There's a whole range of people sort of that we partner with now. We do partner with Food Bank, but we have to buy everything off Food Bank. They don't donate. So that's where we need to raise money. So,
Okay, so the cash you need is to enable you to buy food from Food Bank, but the other items you refer to, clothing, shoes, toiletries, and so on, are donated, and are in good condition, presumably.
Well, any hygiene products all have to be new. We don't take like secondhand shampoos and things like that. Clothing can be, as long as it's good and no holes and been laundered. Yeah, we take secondhand, but we also take a lot of new stuff. We've got a few shops that donate new clothing a couple of times a year. But yeah, generally the funds that we generate is all spent on whether it is hygiene stuff, if we haven't had any donated, predominantly food. Partnered up now with Sunrise, so they give us a really good price on bags of rice. And we've also partnered up with San Remo Pasta, so they sell us at a very good price pasta and noodles and things like that can go into dinner packs to help feed people in need.
Right. So just going back to Food Bank for a moment, whereabouts is Food Bank located, Tony?
That's it's out near Arndale Park in Sydney. I can't remember the actual suburb. They've got a big warehouse there. And Food Bank, they're sort of all over Australia. They got ones in Canberra, they got ones in West Australia and Queensland and all that. I don't know their business model. I don't know what gets given or donated to them, but we've spent a lot of money over the last 4 or 5 months with Food Bank just buying in the pantry items. We only deal with pantry items. We don't do any frozen or chilled foods yet, because we just don't have the money to put in cool rooms and things at the moment.
Right. So you mentioned a moment ago that cash is the most important thing that you're looking for. Any other items that are very hard to find? food, clothing, toiletries?
Look, a lot of the some of the things that we do struggle with are the hygiene products,
yes,
and sometimes ladies like sanitary products for ladies and girls, school items. So we've got a couple of charities that look after school kids. So, things like pens, pencils, exercise books, all of that type of thing. So it sort of changes, Ian, from week to week. Some weeks we get a lot of stuff of one thing in and we hang on to it and slowly give that away. But then we may not get them items again for another 6 months. It's just what we can source through phone calls and talking to people.
So we'll be rejoining that conversation with Tony Davies shortly. I hope you're enjoying it. There is more to come, but in the AAA. So today I'm going to continue that conversation I started earlier with Tony Davies, who's the founder of an essential service linking mostly donated items with some very deserving charities. The organisation founded by motorbike rider Tony Davies is called the Biker's Hand. We're now going to find out how recent natural disasters in this region, particularly the flooding, has impacted the demand for the services of the Biker's Hand.
How about the natural disasters that have beset our community in the last few days? Does this stimulate demand for the services of Biker's Hand?
Yeah, look, it does to some degree. A couple of the charities have come in. A couple of the charities we supply, they make up emergency relief food hampers. Excuse me. So a couple of them have come in and got a bit extra stock, and it impacts on what supplies they've got. So because we don't deal direct with the public, we only deal through other charities. I'm imagining in the next week or so, them charities will start knocking on the door to top up their supplies of what they've had to give away.
So the delivery and distribution of the items that you source, are you using trucks? Are you using vans? Are you using your motorbikes? How does it work?
No, it's not using. Definitely not using motorbikes. But yeah, we everybody. Well, not everybody. Probably 95% of the charities we deal with will pick up themselves. So they may have an SUV or a van or whatever they've got. They'll come to the hubs, whether Sydney or Central Coast, and they'll pick up what they need. Sometimes we do deliver to we've got a charity in Sydney called Sydney Food Share, and the ladies that run that don't really drive a lot. So we do drop stuff at their place, and they make up food hampers that go out for free to people in need. But generally most people will come and pick up. Food bank deliver here, Sunrise San Remo deliver here. We're lucky a couple of our board members have got vans, so they'll do some deliveries. They'll also do a lot of pickups and things like that for us. So we don't have our own vans or trucks at the moment. We are going to look at a grant to try and buy a small van so we can do a little bit of delivery work to people that need it. But at the moment, that's sort of how it works. Yeah.
And so you mentioned earlier that the North Lakes Tuakley Rotary Club supports you, Tony.
Yes.
Are they involved in any other way?
Greatly. Mitch Cowan, the president of the Rotary Club up here that I go to, he sits on our board. He's very active on a weekly basis, coming in, serving charities, helping pick the stock, putting stock away. Mitch is exceptionally good at the liaising with people to try and get funds in and organisations to, a lot of people to talk to. So he does. The other charity members have all offered assistance and have popped down from time to time. The other Rotary members. So, they're very, very involved. I think the way I feel about the North Lakes Tuakley Rotary is they've really taken it to heart. It's really been nice to see that, all of the guys within that Rotary, and it's a relatively small Rotary club, but they're all very much on board. They're always offering help and things like that, which is great.
And presumably there'll be other Rotary clubs in the neighborhood interested in supporting you too.
Yeah, there are. We've been contacted by a number of them. We've done a number of sort of meetings and get-togethers with the guys. Yeah, so we've done a number of meetings. We've got another one with the North Gosford Rotary in a few weeks. So yeah, look, it's quite good. The involvement's been good. There was a lot of interest at the conference. A lot of Rotaries come over and spoke to us that were interested in doing a few things with us. So I suppose only time will tell if all that comes off. But it's been really good. The Rotary involvement so far has been really good. They've been very willing to listen, and hopefully in the near future, a few more of the clubs might get on board with it as well.
Good for you. Good for you. Are there other organisations like your own, Tony, elsewhere in Australia that you're aware of, or are you pretty much unique in filling this niche?
No, look, there's a few. I suppose organisations around that do a similar thing. Well, not a similar thing. They're organisations where they might run, food banks for their local people. I don't believe there's anyone around doing it the way we do it. Mm-hmm. In that we're raising money, buying the stuff, and then giving it away. A lot of the charities will tend to, they might ask for a nominal fee or a donation for their hampers. Some do just give it away. But as the way we do it, like I said, we've got very low costs, very low overheads, because we don't pay. Like I said, Wyon Community Bank, they sponsor us for all of our rent for our warehouse. Rumia Storage in Sydney, they give us room for free. North Lakes Tookley Rotary have got on board, so they look after some of the costs. We don't pay wages. So the only, if you give me a dollar, Ian, if you donate to me $1, 98 to 99 cents of that dollar goes straight back out to buy food and goes out the back door for free. Right. We don't take wages, we don't take commissions, we don't pay extortionate CEO fees and all that sort of stuff. It's all done for free.
And was it hard to secure the support and sponsorship of people like Sunrise and the San Remo pasta brands, or did they come very easily to you? I'm just wondering what how hard it is or easy it is to get.
Surprisingly, San Remo and Sunrise were very easy. They sort of got on board very quickly. They don't donate it for free, but we only pay a nominal amount. Like it's a lot cheaper for us to buy direct. Master Foods on the Central Coast has also been very good with us. They've made some donations of sauces and stuff like that, and some quite large donations. But no, look, it's generally most of the companies I've spoke to have been pretty good. There's a few that sort of are not interested in doing it, or they're already selling to food banks, so they don't want to sell to us for whatever reason. But generally, it's pretty good. The response has been very good.
Well, Tony, I'm sure you're very persuasive when you approach these people. And it's a great credit to you and your enterprise and your concern that you've been able to develop the Biker's Hand the way that you have. I know that your website is thebikershand.com.au.
That's correct.
So if somebody wanted to support you, get in touch, make a donation or whatever, that's the best way for them to find you?
Yeah, through there or through our Facebook page. We basically, everything we do giving food away all goes on Facebook. So if there's anyone out there that wants to have a flick through our Facebook page, it's just The Biker's Hand on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Flick through, you'll see everything we do. Everything goes, it's just full transparency, so everyone knows where their money's going.
Good, good. Well, again, congratulations. It's a wonderful gesture, making a big difference in this time to many, many people. So on behalf of Rotary Matters, Tony, congratulations, and I look forward to continuing to read more about the wonderful work of the Biker's Hand. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Ian. Thanks for your time and, giving me a little bit of space to have a talk. Thank you very much.